Simon & Schuster Audio presents Wonderland, a tale of hustling hard and breaking even by Nicole Tresca. Read by the author.
For my family. Telemachus's detachment. When I was a child, looking at my parents' lives, you know what I thought? I thought heartbreaking. Now I think heartbreaking, but also insane. Also very funny. Louise Gluck. Prologue. Mystic City by the Sea. How do you turn the province of drunks, sailors, and hookers into a dream of bright escape? You build Wonderland, one of America's first amusement parks located on the water right outside of Boston. The park only operated for a few bright seasons from 1906 to 1910, but its legacy shines on. Wonderland was built just off Revere Beach, a long, rough crescent of soft sand where over a century of Bostonians, including my entire family, escaped the broiling New England heat. Developers tried and failed to make a go of the Revere waterfront for years before the park was built. The beach was accessible, served by a narrow gauge railroad, but it was also known for its criminal element. At the beginning of the 20th century, amusement parks were built in resort towns and on boardwalks all over the East Coast, so Revere got another shot. Wonderland was built over a marsh bought cheap, with rides and designs borrowed from the Chicago World's Fair, the St. Louis Expo, and Brooklyn's Dreamland Amusement Park and Coney Island. And while compound financial disasters would close Wonderland's gates after only five seasons, its opening day saw 100,000 residents arrive by railroad in their Sunday best. Working-class Bostonians from the West End strolled alongside Jamesian Back Bay elites. The entrance on Walnut Avenue shone with 30,000 lights, under which patrons passed into the promenade. The electric lights at Wonderland were as big a sell as any of the attractions, and the park capitalized on their dazzle. The parades and entrances lit up the North Shore. An elevated boardwalk circled a central canal where shoot the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?